Blog Talk Radio.
He that know the right and do it wrong shall be spanked with many stripes. When the heathen comes, your children step wise. Even though they make mention of them and those,
firebird
never befriend.
Firebird.
You know why? You know why? Yes. Them have the heart of a pagan. Your children have the heart of a lion. I know. People are moved with Satan. Righteous shod in the countenance of the Almighty One. Them have the heart of demons. Your children have the heart of a lion. I know. People are moved with Satan. Righteous walk in the countenance of the Almighty One. Poor people see hostility rising daily. Ignorant multiply brutality. We I see that they run gone left mommy. We struggle the hard road with fight beginning. Our I see baby has been baby. Nothing that happened now do not seem to amaze way. We know that is the fulfillment of prophecy. Our I see them no build school is church and thing. Church, the penitentiary never empty. Still playing a mental trick on me. Listen, you check you and me check me. And let's bring more love in the black community. Them are the heart of a pagan. Your children are the heart of a lion. I know. Evil a move with Satan. Righteous walk in the co-
from me, Blog Talk Radio, from a Hebrew point of view. I'm your brother Ariel, and tonight I'm open up with a prayer. I want to pray for all those who are laden, all those who are heavy in spirit, and for all those who are trying to do this walk. They get hard sometimes. And sometimes we want to put it down, but we can't. So I just want to charge some people up and get that Holy Spirit working in them so we can continue this fight. That what Joel said, to those who endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And we wish all men get salvation and women. As the scripture says, I wish no man perish, neither do we. Neither should no Israelite want nobody to perish. Black, white, Chinese, Oriental, nobody. Because salvation is given to every single one who accepts. I come to you as your lowly servant, as your son, Brother Ariel. I want to pray for myself first and foremost that you forgive me for my sin, knowingly and unknowingly, Father. I want to pray for the sins of Israel, Father, that you forgive them, Father, and that you, when you chastise them, Father, that it be with mercy, Father, that it be with loving commitment as your words did, Father, that you bring, so it can bring us back in the right status with that, Father. For that is should be the desire of every Israelite to be in right standing with you and you alone, Father. Not with no one else, but with you, Father. For you are the only one can save. You are the only one can bring us up and out. Father, on behalf of Israel, give us strength, Father, to do this work in these last days, Father. Give us that second helper that you promised us, Father. The second coming of the Holy Spirit, Father. Father, for those who wait on you, Father, let them wait in patience, Father. Let them wait in not wavering, Father. For those who count on you, Father, let them count on you with understanding, Father. Let them know that you will neither leave them nor forsake them, Father. Let them know that you are our rock, Father. And I ask this in your holy and precious name, Yahushua. Amen. Tonight is open discussion, family. Any topic that's on your mind, if you want to call in, and you can, and say whatever's on your mind. But I want to talk about something that's on my mind. Saw a television show the other day. And the television show, it's bothering me. It was a commercial. It's called Billy and Billy. And what the purpose of the show is, a sister and brother in a relationship. So you can Google it. It'll come right up. It'll pop up. I don't know what station it's on. I don't want to know what station it's on. But I just want to let you know what's going on out there in this world. And before I get into that, the thought that the Father gave me for a believer is picture yourself as a warrior, but you're in a minefield. That's a believer's life. And anywhere you step, boom, that could be the end of you. So the only way we can get through this minefield, which we call this world, and life period, if we have to hold on to that Torah. And that Torah will guide you through this mind. Because the only one that can see the mind is the Father. And he can tell you, step to the side right there, son. Mm-hmm. Step to the right here, son. No, don't turn that corner. Go straight. Why? Because his word says, it is a lamp unto my feet. Why is a lamp unto my feet? I can see where I'm going. When I look down, I can see what path that I'm on. That's what it is. It's a light. It shines in darkness. Scripture say that darkness comprehended it not. So that's a believer's life. We're walking in a minefield. And the only way that we will survive is we have to hold on to the instructions. The Torah, his son, Yahushua, which is the living, walking Torah. But that's not what we're talking about tonight. I just wanted to give you a thought that was in my mind. That's how I see my life. As I look around in this world system and see that everything is geared towards a believer and for his downfall. Everything. I don't care what it is, what you think it is, even from watching a football game on a Sunday, which we say, oh, that's our leisure time, can distract you from doing what you have to do for the Father. Every single thing in this world is geared to kill you. But back to this wicked show. The thought of a sister and brother coming together and where all this wickedness is coming from. It's like they slow walked us with the homosexuality over the last 25 years. They slow walked that. I remember one of the very first shows that came on television, Willie Green. Why would you name a television show with homosexuals in it, Will and Grace? Some things, people, and we as believers, we should be seeing through these things. This should not be something that's pulled over our eyes where we don't see how the adversary is working. We should see that. Will and Grace, they named this show about a female and the male who was roommates. But the male was a homosexual. The female was just there. And it was showed more of his relationship than the female's relationship. And he had the nerve to name it Will and Grace. Wow. Now, 25 years later, we got another story coming out, Billy and Billy, where a brother and sister are getting married. Do we see what is going on here? Once that gate was opened, for homosexuality, now it's like everything else is free lane. I saw on one of these social media outlets that a woman married her dog. Yes, I said that. She married her dog. Her dog. You mean to tell me there is no men out here that you can't marry? So you took that old saying literally, men are dogs. You took that literally. How sick is that? Do you understand what's going on, people? How sick is that? And it bothered me. When I saw this show, it bothered me. Why it bothered me? Because I knew it was a front to my father. I knew it was a slap in his face. I knew that right off the bat. That was the first thought that I got about that show. Billy and Billy, a brother and sister. Now, look at this. It's almost like House of Clown popping his cop. Mm-hmm. You know? As you love me so much, I'm going to show them how much they dislove me. They popped this car with you, but, and it bothered me when I saw that. Here again, another woman. Now, this is a sister. She married herself. Had a full-blown wedding. Father walked her down the aisle, bridesmaids and everything. No groom, though. No groom. Spend thousands of dollars on a wedding to marry herself. What is going on, baby? What is going on in this world system? Tomorrow, this show called Empire, many, many people are going to be watching it. Religiously sitting in front of the television for 2 hours. It's the, I don't know what it's called, whatever the season premiere, I don't know. I don't watch a lot of TV like that. So I sure don't watch TV shows. Not saying you can't learn from them, because you can learn from everything. Abba can show you truth through anything. So I don't mind that. He can show you, even if you watch that show and you understood what it's doing to the minds of the people. That's the truth that I will show you. But I want to read the scripture that shows the condition of the minds of the people. And it's in Isaiah 60. You may have heard of this. You should just want to hear the words of the prophet. Isaiah, I'm going to start in verse 2, 60 verse 2. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth. What does that mean? Now I'm throwing questions to you, because if I ask a question, that means somebody's mind should start turning. Start thinking what you mean by that thought. Darkness shall cover the earth. Let's see. Let's go up there where it's talking about. What it's talking about. Koshek. And your Hebrew strong. 2822. That is 2822. I'm going to forgive you for that, family. But how the time can't distract us tonight. We will not allow him to distract us. Anytime we're talking about Abba's word and bringing forth Abba's word to this world that is in darkness, that Abba said. The darkness. Hence, literally, darkness, figuratively, misery, destruction, death, ignorance, sorrow, wickedness, darkness, night. Hold up now. Misery. The world is in misery. You could easily slide that word in there. The world is in misery. Now we got to wonder, why is that? But the scripture says that they can call evil good and good evil. So to most people, I mean not to most, but some people in this world system, sleeping with their sibling, hey, that's a good thing. But to Abba, that's darkness, an abomination to them. To some people in this world, laying down with the same sex is good. It's love to them. But to some, it's an abomination. If a woman want to go and have relationship with another woman, what's wrong with that? They will ask a believer. What's wrong with two people loving one another? What's wrong with that? How many people understand how Satan has even took that and slid it in the door and have the people thinking about love? Why? Because most people know that, quote unquote, God or Yah is love. But those who don't like the word God, and I'm only using that because somebody may not know who I'm talking about. And, well, I'll explain it. The Father's name, if you read in Psalm 68:4, says Yah. His name is Yah. That's the Father's name. That's what he has given to us, his name. But that's another story. We're going to talk about that tonight. I think the brothers did a teaching on the name. If you want to, you can go back into the archive and you can find that teaching. But tonight we're talking about darkness. Right now. Misery. But the Father calls it misery, but the world calls it a good thing. You understand? Destruction. They don't understand this destruction that's coming upon them because you call it good, evil, and evil good. You want to label for your dog. You want a dog to have import. That's the world. But you have to think, why in the world, when I first read that scripture about a man shouldn't lie with beasts, it never dawned on me until a while later that, wow, Father, why did you give him that? Why would you tell us, hey, because in my mind, I never looked at a dog and said, well, that's sexy. A dog, a sheep, a horse, or nothing. I've never in my mind looked at that and said, oh, I want some of that. Even when I wasn't in the Word, an animal, I never looked at and thought that about an animal. So it baffled me why the Father would tell Israel, well, don't be lying with sheep and animals, beasts, don't be getting beastly with a beast. It baffled me. Till I started to get a little older, learning more about this world system, until I actually heard about a man having intercourse with a woman. My uncle was an Arabber, and for those who don't know what an Arabber is, we here in Baltimore. It's a horse in a cart filled with fruit. Or may not be just fruit, it could be vegetables. And they will ride around Baltimore and sell fresh fruit or fresh vegetables. And we here call them Arabs. I don't know what other foods call them, but we here in Baltimore, we call them Arabs. And come to find out, one of the guys who was in the stable had intercourse with a horse. And that blew my mind. Man. What you see in that horse that you want to have in a horse with that? You want to climb up on the ladder and keep going on. But that mind of man is so wicked. That mind of man is so wicked. There is no limit to the wickedness of man. No limit. And we have stories in the scriptures that did so we can understand that. There is no limit to man's wickedness, to our wickedness. Because we who try to strive and walk towards that mark and walk in Torah, we still sin. We may not be thinking about having intercourse with a horse, but there's some things in his mind that we have to sometimes pull down and wonder why we think like that. Why that thought popped in my mind? So I can't exclude myself from the wickedness, because the Father said the world is in darkness. He didn't say, okay, I'm going to take this group of people out and the rest of the world is in darkness. He said the world is in darkness. But we are coming out of that, as the scripture says in Revelation, come out of her, my people. That darkness. Ignorance, not knowing. That's what most people do. They don't have a clue about how they are sinning against the Father. They don't have a clue how they are sinning against the Father. So, on that note, I'm going to go and read one real quick, and then we're going to come right back to two. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of Yahweh is risen upon thee. Yahweh is raising up men and women that have his light. Brother Yaki Elder is doing a teaching on Monday nights. Beautiful teaching about who actually did the Father send forth to do his will. Because if you have a lot of people out here, a lot of religions out here who just popping up and just out there teaching and think they are teaching the word of Yahweh. Think they are teaching the Father's word. But everybody who's saved, Adonai, Adonai, he ain't going to say, here I am. He's going to say, depart from me, for I never knew you. Ye who work iniquity. What is iniquity? Ye who did not obey my law. That's what he going to tell them. If you did not obey my law, I never got a chance to know you. That's another story to you. That's continuing to. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. So whatever this darkness is, it's going to intensify when it gets with the people, when it gets in the people's mind. Well, let's look up that word, gross. Mm-hmm. Let's understand that. And that is Ara Fel in your Hebrew coordinates 6205. Also from 6201. Gloom, as of a lowering sky, gross, thick, dark, cloudness. Let's go to 6201 and see what that's on. Forgive me, I just remember I left my glasses in the van. They just fell down and I forgot all about them. I'm talking about, don't forget them, and I forgot them. It's all good. My eyes are starting to catch, now I see it. I just got to back up and I'll come forward a little bit. A primitive root, to droop, hence to drip, drop, dead. To drip, drop. You know, you got your faucet running and it's just some drip, 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 drop, drip, drop, or to droop. Also here in Baltimore, we have a methadone clinic. And those who don't know what methadone is, it's a substitution drug for her. And if you ever saw somebody on Messenger, they would be drooped over so low. I mean, you would think if you tap them, they're just gonna fall over. But they never fall. I mean, amazing to me. I never saw one of them fall. But they droop and drift over so low. And I give you that thought to show you what is happening to the people spiritually. The spiritual essence or the spiritual awareness of the Father is slowly and slowly dripping out of the earth besides his people. Besides his people in the world, but to the rest of the world, is slowly dripping and drooping out of the earth. Next time you see a person drooped over like that, think about gross darkness and the spiritual state of the world. Like I said earlier, 25 years ago, they gave us homosexuality. And they just didn't give us homosexuality. They slow walked it through the television. And now, today, it's accepted. 25 years ago, you didn't see no men just outright blazing like that up and down the street. You didn't see that. You sure didn't hear celebrities, politicians, and quote-unquote prominent people in this world just outright coming out, "Hey, I'm gay." Athletes coming up saying that they are all over their awesome side. We just stoned them. Definitely stoned them. You didn't see that. Not like you see it today. You see that today. So, that gross darkness, think of that person that was upright, standing straight up, and all of a sudden, they just start drooping slowly and slowly. And slowly down. That's the spiritual state of the world. That's what the Father is talking about. And it says gross darkness. And the only way that you're going to be able to lift that up is the Father just going to have to call them. He, through his people, going to have to call that and lift that up. As he did Yisrael, our mindset, when he brought them up and out of Egypt. Because if you think of them back in those days, when we was in Mitzrayim, Egypt, we was like that. You take 400 years in slavery, you look at us today, what we talking about them. 400 years in slavery, each year, each generation started forgetting, started adapting to this world system. And that's what's happening to the people out there. People's mindset is so low. But the mercy of the Father, he is willing to send his people to slavery so they can get right first and foremost. And then they can bring other ones in who want to come in, who want to come out their gross darkness. Yesterday, lost a very good woman, my best friend, mom, grandmother passed, Granny. And he called me. He said, "Granny gone." Not even a month ago, lost my mother-in-law. And it hasn't even been a month yet. So, just thinking about death, period, and how a wise man once told us that each day to go by is a day closer to the grave. We're not left for it, so I was out there all night long with the family. And you know how you get around a group of guys who haven't seen each other in years, and we all over 40 now, and everybody seems to have some type of wisdom in it. And, you know, talking to and we all in the circle, and everybody just giving their piece, and I'm just sitting and listening. And one brother, you know, he is did a good, I'm gonna say, 15 years in the Alfred Penitentiary here, and so he acquired some degrees, and bravo to that brother. I would say if you want to go to prison, you might as well get what you can get out of it. Don't get in there and be a better criminal. And he didn't do that. So the brother, he was very articulate. Now, and one thing you can hear, well, if you're around brothers and everybody's talking, and you got this one brother, he's very articulate, and he's speaking real well, and you know this brother, he's down on the door now. He went in, but that's another story. And you got all about 15 of us standing in the circle. So he got the ear of the crowd right now because he's speaking well. And it sounded good. It wasn't all right. He said, before he chose a religion, because he knew I was the Hebrew Israelite. You know what I mean? We got the Muslims out there. We got the Christians out there. We had almost 8 years. We had everything out there last night. And he was said, before you can say who you are, and I knew it was directed towards me, that I was just listening. He said that you got to study everything, because everything God has created, everything. If he created everything, then why wouldn't all these religions be a part of his truth? It's man that came and divided this religion over here, that religion over there, this religion over there. So, you know, he said, the Buddhists got something to say. The Muslims got something to say. And the Hebrew got something to say. You know, I'm thinking you like it, but you, you know. But and only because how our brothers, because the Hebrew is like that, he see, is our brothers out there with the hard, sharp tongue, tearing you down, that's what he said. He sees that Hebrew Israelite, the one that's cuffing people out. So, having said his piece, I said, you know that one thing about my creator and the creator of the world is that he never gave Israel a religion. He never gave us that. He gave us laws, statutes, and justice. And the point I was making, I said also, if you can take the United States, then in order to be a good United States citizen, you have to do what? Uphold the Constitution of the United States. I said, that's all the Father asked of us. I said, let's do this. Let's think about this. Every year, the sun, moon, and stars, earth, and all the planets come in perfect harmony. Or everything comes back into one single line, one order, perfect harmony. I said, for a creator who is so orderly, why would he give so many different religions? Why would he do that? I asked the brothers, look at yourselves. So look at the human body. It's orderly. I said, we all believe that we were created, right? That some higher intelligence created us. That we perfect. We perfectly made the scriptures. I said, when you think of the spring, you don't think of the leaves falling off the tree. You think of things growing on the tree. When you think of winter and it's snowing, you don't think of snow in the summer. I said, that's perfect order. Every year we can count on these four seasons. That's order. It's not a whole bunch of different things. That's order. I said, but what men do, like you said, brother, I mean, again, you talk with that. I said, like you said, brother, man gets involved. And he wants to break things down. He wants to start doing things his way. And knowing, good half hour before the conference started, a couple of them was like, y'all want to get some crabs? I'm like, no, thank you, buddy. I'm good. But that was the thought of getting some crabs. I said, but Think of what the Father gave. He gave us dietary law. He gave us a law to govern us in every aspect of our life. I said, you take a dead body out of the ocean, what you going to find it? You going to find crabs in it. Because that's what he made you do. He made you clean the ocean. All the shellfish, they made it clean the ocean. I said, what the Father gave to clean the ocean, because he's the creator, right? Mankind is each as it's a delicate. How many faces dropped when I said that? How many eyes like got big? Like, really? My best friend. I didn't know that the crab. He did by it. Yeah. I said, you throw it. Why do you think they, when you go crabbing, because I used to, I ain't lying, you had to have the funkiest or the rottenest piece of chicken, and you throw it in there in the water and watch how many crabs you catch with that. You're going to catch a whole bunch of them. Because they love dead things. So I said, the thing that the Father gave us to clean the ocean, to clean the waters, we eat as a delicacy. I said, but you know what a delicacy is to a crab? The next time you get on a pot and you move your bowel, get up and look at it. Because that's the crab's delicacy right there. That's a crab to him. That's a delicacy. Boy, he just stayed in their faces. Boy, they didn't want to hear that. But you really tell me I just ate me some poop? I just want to be some poop. Yeah, that's what you want. You want to eat some poop. That's what you want. You are what you eat. But that's what the Father came with. He came with that. To keep water. To keep this temple of ours clean and in shape. We as mankind, as the scripture just said, we are in gross darkness. So he needs his lights to be lights. I also wanted to talk about myself. Grieving. How many of us properly grieve? You know, thinking about my daughter, she just lost her big mama. And one of the things she said to me, but Daddy, why I'm not sad? Why I'm not crying? And her and Big Mama was very close, very close. I mean, for the first 4 years, Big Mama watched her while we had to work. So very close. She laid on Big Mama's breast just as much as she laid on her mother's breast. But her question to me was, why did you not cry? Or cry real hard? And I said, you will. I said, when you go and call for Big Mama and look for Big Mama and she's not there, and you really realize that she's not there no more, because what we do, we deny. We go in self-denial about grieving. I was like that with my own mom 20 years ago. Everybody at the funeral, I didn't cry. Didn't cry. I saw the whole thing. I never cried. But when I cried, wow, it was something. I mean, I couldn't stop. Hyperventilating. I had to, you know, when you calm yourself down, you'd be out cold. But how many of us hide grieving? You thought about that. As I was coming home last night, my friend's house. How many Israelites are depressed and don't even know they're depressed? How many? Dealing with depressed, as they will call, a functioning alcoholic. Going to work every day. Mingling with people every day. But actually depressed. And don't even know. Don't you understand how the adversary is trying to shift their mind like me as the scriptures? And that's his goal. As we talk about that mind field, the mind, that's the mind field right there. That's the mind field. And don't you know that we can get trapped in our own minds? We can get on a road of thinking in our own mind. We can do that. I work with mentally challenged people, and some of them don't even know that they're mentally challenged. How many others that's walking up and down the street don't even know that they're mentally challenged? And again, there's open discussions, don't we? The lines are open. Whatever's on your mind. You can just call in and say whatever's on your mind. But these are very serious things in the Black community and also in the Israelite community, which are one and the same, if you ask me. And a lot of us deny grieving. There's a scripture that's in Numbers 34:8, also in 20. Numbers 20, 29, and Deuteronomy 34:8. And the first one in Numbers, it talks about how the Israelites mourn over Aaron for 30 days. And the second one, it talks about Moses. The Israelites mourn for Moses over 30 days. So, you know, always asking questions. Are you saying that all we have is 30 days to mourn? You mean to tell me that the loss of a mom, I will be over that in 30 days? That's what you're saying? I mean, because, you know, somebody will ask that. Hold on now. What type of creator is that who will tell you that you should only have 30 days to mourn for your family? No, that's not what he's saying. Once them 30 days is up, that shouldn't still be a hindrance from your walk with me. Because the scripture do talks about that a heavy heart cannot serve Yahweh. Then we'll find that scripture so we can read that. I'm thinking that's in Proverbs 12. I'm going to find that. I know I've been quoting scriptures, but I like to read them too. Remember, we just talked. 12:25. I'm thinking that one is Proverbs 12:25. Heaviness in the heart of a man maketh it stoop. There's a contrast. But a good word maketh it glad. What's stooping? Stooping is almost the same as the drooping. Something is bringing you low. The heaviness of your family member. The heaviness of whatever's going on in your life can hinder you from your relationship with the Father. And that's what we're talking about on this, on grieving. What are you grieving about that's hindering your relationship with the Father? Because I've been there. I wanted to sit here and say that in my 15 or 16 years of walking this way, that I was perfect walking every day. That heaviness in my heart and whatever I was going through at the time, it was so heavy in my heart that I didn't even want to go to service because it was heavy. And don't think just because you're a believer that those things are not going to happen to you. You, first and foremost, he is coming at you. The heaviness, that mind feel. But it says, but a good word maketh it glad. And I can contest it at you. Hallelujah. I know when I was down and I was heavy, Yahweh sent one of my brothers called me. One of them did something unknown to themselves, a sisters and to email out, send the text out, that they did something. And I read his word, and it was his word. Oh, man. His word does wonders.
Hallelujah.
It is the antidote for heaviness, family. So if you are listening to my voice and you are heavy, bundle up with this word. You know, get close to it. Let it comfort you. Because that's what he said. It will comfort you. It will bring you out. If you are a believer, even not a believer. Because his word can penetrate even that stony heart. The most stony of hearts, it can penetrate. A pillar, a murderer, it can penetrate. I don't care who you are. His word can penetrate. We have evidence in the scriptures. We can pour out so much and make a harlot hide two men. It will do that. It will make a killer of the saints turn around and be one and be hunted as he was hunting them. It will do that. Think of yourself, wherever you were before the word came to you, it did it to you. If it did it then, it will do it again. I want to read something that we should keep in front of our form, front of our mind every day. And it's in Lamentations 3. 22, but I may start at 1. Start at 21. This I recall to my mind. Therefore have I hope. It is of Yahweh's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And the part that I love about that scripture the most is every morning, y'all, we got to load you up with some mercy. Here, take this with you. You go out today, I'm great. I'm going to load you up every morning. Here, take this with you. Why? Because we're walking in that mind field every day. Even in our sleep, half the time when we sit our mind. There is no time for R&R for a believer. You have to think of yourself as one of them sentries from God that's staying in, and they don't look to the left or to the right. You can jump up in their face, do anything you want to them. They're not looking to the left or the right. Because if they look to the left or right, they fall right on the spot. They done lost their jobs. Why? Because they lost focus. Not saying that you won't lose focus while we do. This battle we in is a much heavier battle than that. Standing up to God in some door. And we do God a door. And mind, that's the door. Them eyes, that's the door. Them ears, that's the door. Them nose, that mouth, your sense, they are door for hospital. How many people know that? We here at our Beth Yahweh, we have a saint, guard your gates. That's what we tell each other. Not as often as I would like. Every now and then you'll hear somebody, guard your gates, I keep. Guard your gates, I cook it. If you tell that to one else, we know what you're talking about. Because we know through the senses how the tongue can distract you. You may not even have to see a woman or a man, but you walk in there, you smell that perfume or cologne, and you wonder if you don't know who that smells good like that. So, guard your gates. Yes, wow. Take that to heart. Remember those words. Remember these scriptures right here. It is because his mercy we are not consumed. That's why I tell everybody I pray over a piece of candy. I don't care whatever you give me, and I got to eat it or drink it, I'm praying over it. Piece of chewing gum, I'm praying over it. Why? Because the world is in darkness, the people grow darkness. You never know what somebody will do to that piece of candy or to your food. Even if you're growing your own food, what food and dumped over in your yard and shot your food up or something, you don't know. We don't know. So you can't say I'm safe because I'm growing my own food. No. You don't know what's flying over top your food, what they're dropping in the air. So I pray over everything. Why? Because I understand this scripture right here. Every morning his mercy is renewed for me when I walk out that door. Every single morning. I believe that. We all need to believe this word. Just all we got. Remember that? I'm showing my age, but remember New Jack City? What he said to Nino Brown before he was about to kill him? We all we got. TNB. No. All we got this while is this word of God, the Father. That's all we got. Because the world is in darkness, the people grow stuff. Now a scripture that I like to read to you. And that's in, remember that, the Psalms. Psalms 102. 1 through 11, family. And it just feels good just to talk about the Father's way. You don't always have to have a set lesson. Mm-hmm. Just talking about his word is enough. It's enough to get in somebody else's spirit to break whatever whole house of time to get in heaven. And this is a prayer of David. Hear my prayer, O Yahweh, and let my cry come unto thee. And it's that person right there. Whatever he's going, he's happy. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thy ear unto me in the day when I call. Answer me speedily, for my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as and heat and heart and heat. Excuse me, family. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. Have you ever been through that? Your heart is so heavy that you don't even want to eat. But the brother is calling out to the Father, to the only help that he has. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a fellow of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch, and I am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. My enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping, because of thy indignation and thy wrath. For thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declines, and I am withered like grass. I'm going to go ahead and finish this. But thou, O Yahweh, shalt endure forever, and thou rememberest unto all generations. Finish right there. Sometimes in this life, we're going to go through things. And it's going to beat us down to where we don't even want to eat. Call on Yahweh. Call on Yahweh. I'm going to read a very familiar scripture to you. A very familiar scripture. When we're going through these things, and this is in Proverbs, we should all know this. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in Yahweh with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Is it easy all the time? No. No, I can't even sit here and say every decision I have made that I trusted in Yahweh. But I can tell you this, if I made wrong decisions, he showed me. He allowed me to make those wrong decisions so the next time I know better. Sometimes we got to fall to realize that Abba is that next. Sometimes, just like a parent, and when the little child wants to do something on their own, teaching your child how to ride a bike, and you behind them, you right there, boom, boom, whatever side they're going to, you run it side to side. And they say, Daddy, I can do it myself. Let me do it myself. Boom, and they fall. And you rush down there, you pick them up, you stand them back up. That's what I would do. Sometimes they allow us to fall because why are we saying, I can do it myself? I can do it myself. Oh, okay, well, go ahead. You get that child on your knee and you crying and you running, you need some Neurospawn and mom and dad pick you up and kiss you. And feel like the pain just go right away as soon as you get in mom and dad's home. That's what Abba is saying. He says his wings will cover us, right? That's what he's saying. Run into me, Yisra'a. Run into me. Let us prepare our minds, because this world, will eat you up, and it will chew you out. Read another scripture for you, though. And this is in Psalms 2, Psalms 34. Psalms 34. 17 and 18. The righteous cry, and Yahweh hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. Yahweh is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. So you may have just broke up with your significant other. Things didn't go well. Y'all got into a terrible argument, and some things may have been said, and you're hurting right now. I will say, he is nigh to you. Don't run from him. Run towards him when your heart is broken. Get closer to him. Got a brother here in the faith that's been going through some things, but when you talk to him, he said, I'm all right. See why? Because I've been getting closer to Abba. And when you hear it in his voice, you can hear his spirit that he's truly all right. So you believe and you understand that this brother has found something. He's understanding something. He knows where to go when he's hurting. A lot of us don't run to Abba when we're hurting. That relationship is not cemented. Cracks in it. You've got to fill up them cracks. Because once a relationship is cemented together and all those cracks are filled up, nothing can get in there and nothing can get out. So I will understand that we're going to grieve. He understands that our heart's going to be broken. He understands that we're going to have a contrite spirit. We're going to be low sometimes. He also said in his word that a heavy heart cannot praise him. He understands that. He understands how things in this world can get you so down. Read another scripture. But we have to submit ourselves unto him. Psalm 77:4. Thou holdest my eyes, waiting. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. How many have been there? You don't want to say nothing to nobody. I mean, I understand that that's a form of depression. You just want to get off work, you go to the Sabbath, you keep the Sabbath, you keep all the holy days. But when you get around people, you feel like you're the only one there. You're just in a room full of people. But you're just showing up. Say, I got perfect attendance. You're showing up with a messed up attitude. You're showing up when your mind is not right with the Father. Your mind is so far away from the Father. I've been there to say I have perfect attendance with the Father. How many of you truly believe that the Father worried about you showing up every Sabbath with perfect attendance when your heart and mind is not even there? And you might as well not show up. I'm not showing up. I don't want to get in there, and I don't want whatever's on me to jump on another brother. Paul said, before you have aught with your brother, before you come to my altar, get it right. That's even within ourselves. Before you go to his altar, get your spirit right, because the Sabbath is a joyous occasion, and we should never go into the Sabbath with a burden. We having burdens going into the Sabbath, something is wrong. That sunset, that 24-hour span, as one of my brothers like to say, and I really like that, the day in between Friday and Saturday. I like that. That's great. Right? Let me use that. That 24 hours, we should not be going in there with a heavy heart. We should be laying that down. But how many of us know how to even lay it down? We hold on to things when we shouldn't be holding on to things. We hold on to grudges with one another when we shouldn't be holding on to grudges with one another. Even husband and wives, more so, which is the pinnacle of an example, besides Yahushua, of what the Father love is about, what the oneness between Yahushua and the Father is about. The pinnacle of that, of an example, is the husband and the wife. But how many husbands and wives walk around not even speaking to each other when they mad with one another? Guilty. Charge me, been there, done that. Guilty, but yet, we represent the Most High. Pinnacle relationship. Because that's the only time should two become one. We talked about the other foods earlier, but that's the only time two should become one. Literally, they become one. But in mindset, in spirit, they should be coming one. But we allow, as Brother Paul talked to me earlier, the kids of this world to come in between us. Now we talk about the husband and wife. We allow that. We allow the things that still within us to come in between our spouse. our husbands and wives. We allow that. But yet we will say, man, I ain't letting nothing come between me and our lie. You just did. You just did. You ain't speaking to your wife. Wife ain't speaking to the husband. You just did. You allow something to come between you and Abba. You can't even go to the altar, as we just talked about. If you got aught with your brother, you can't even go. He said, don't even show up in my house if you have an aught with your brother. Why? Your husband is your brother. Brothers, your wife is your sister. So he said, don't come to my house if you have aught with your sister. That's the same thing. There are no loopholes in the word of Yahweh. So we cannot look for none. Don't look for none. What you do is outright sin. That's all you do. Outright sin. Knowingly. Because there are no loopholes in Yahweh's word. So don't look for none. How a husband and wife not showing the unity of Yah. First and foremost, he gave us instructions on that. Wives, the husband ain't acting right. Okay, well, this is what you do, wife. Do your chase behavior, you get back in line. Do your chase conversation, do your love, you get back in line. So if it's for the wife, it's for the husband, you husband, love her the way you love your own body. You ain't going to ignore your own body. You're going to wash your behind, you're going to groom yourself, you're going to do all that. You won't put on clothes. Not gonna walk out here looking any kind of way. Not that you're saying that you are a fashion statement. That's not the point. The point is you're gonna groom yourself. You're gonna brush your teeth. You're gonna make sure you're right. You said, husband, love your wife because you love yourself. That goes on both sides of the fence. And just by talking, we didn't cover a multitude of things in the word of Yahweh. Today, this word covers a multitude of things. It covers mankind from Adam until Mashiach come back. That's a lot of years. That's a lot of years and a lot of people where people like to say we're not in difficult times. You're alive. Revelation been told to a brother a year ago or 2 years ago that we are still in biblical times. Most people don't think like that. From Adam, which was the very first man, until Yahushua come back, we are in biblical times. Because we still haven't gotten some of these prophecies that have not came to pass yet. We're still waiting for some prophecies to come to pass. So that word covers everything. But there's somebody who's trying to stamp it out. The more ignorant and the more wicked he can do, the more he can stamp it out. We started off the show talking about his brother and sister. Is a show coming on television with a brother and sister in relationship. That's him trying to stamp out the word. Continue. But if his life is in the earth, he can't stamp it out. So in the written, in order to truly stamp out his word, got to stamp out his faith. He got to get the world so in uproar against you. So what we have to do, we got to get ourselves right. If we want to say the proclamation that Yahushua said, Yahushua, son of Nun, Joshua, as for me and my household, we should serve Yahweh. If we want to say that and truly mean that and truly walk in that, we got to say that. We definitely got to say that. We just can't be lip singing the word. Because soon as you say something out your mouth, I'm going to test you. Allah is going to test you. We're going to read another scripture too. Philippians. Four, six, and seven. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto Yah. And the peace of Yah, the shalom of Yah, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Yahushua HaMashiach, Yahushua the Messiah. Don't be troubled about nothing. Don't have anxiety about nothing. And that's not easy. That's not easy. So many brothers and sisters that I do know, because we're talking about life right now, really. That's what this show is getting to, the show that everybody's living a life just like anybody else. We still got to pay bills in this life. And for a lot of people that I know here in Baltimore, them gas and electric bills have tripled. $900 and $1,500. Tripled. Worry not about that. It's not easy to say, oh, I ain't worried about that. That's not easy when you got kids in the house, got your wife in the house. That's not easy. But it takes faith. It takes something that you have to practice on a daily, giving your life over to Yahushua. If you took that baptism, that's what it means. I died. Yahushua, you said you're going to take care of all my needs. You're going to give me a shalom, which passes all understanding, even if your life got cut off. You got evicted. If you are doing what the Father asked you to do, He will give you peace. You can be a bum underneath a bridge, but the Creator will give you peace. Where another person will say, man, what's wrong with you? How are you so at peace with that? Because I'm at peace with my Father. I am in a relationship with my Father that I am not letting nothing hinder me. Nothing. I had a good conversation today with a brother. Brother brought some good things to mind. And he was talking about how sometimes Satan will use your kids, your wife, or your husband, your child. He will use everything as an adversary against you. You know, I heard it before, but when he used the word adversary, and that's when it clicked. See, sometimes we can hear things, but it don't click until a certain word is accompanied with the sentence that the brother was saying. When he said an adversary, I was like, wow, that's deep. Because at times I feel like that. Like, dang, your kids is acting foolish. Your spouse is acting foolish. But you have to teach that weekend and all hell break out. On your job, at your house, all hell break out. At that time, he's using your family as an adversary against you. And we don't even know it. We don't even understand these things until God will put it in another brother comes talk to you. Another thing I learned yesterday, because I am a student of the Word, and I will be ever a student of the Word as long as I'm alive. Hopefully, I will be coming to the knowledge of truth, not forever learning and never coming to the knowledge of truth. One thing I learned yesterday, out here was the group of guys again, with the, you know, the 15, 16, 18 brothers that we were standing around in a circle with. talking. One of the brothers, you know, matter of fact, my best friend, Tommy, he said that, man, he started talking about feelings. He's like, feelings are real. He said, well, most people disregard other people's feelings because to them it may be small and insignificant, but to that person, it's real. You know, I sat back and all I could hear is, my Isha, my wife, see, you don't care about my feelings. And whatever argument we may be going through, I'm like, man, come on, that's not even that big. That's not even that important. But until his brother said that feelings are real, and even the smallest insignificant thing that we may think is small, but to that person, it is whom. It's real to them. And when she's looking at me with as though I'm disregarding, she feels as though I'm disregarding her feelings. And in my mind, I'm not disregarding your feelings, but it just ain't that important. But actuality, I'm disregarding her feelings. I'm not showing that maybe how you feel right now is important. He even gave an example. He said, I can feel that everybody else is breathing. He said, but that's my feelings. Y'all breathing. He said, it may not be right. It may not be true. But they are my feelings. Then the point was, we don't respect one another's feelings. And I'm sitting there like, wow, this brother, he don't even go to church. And I would just use this brother to show a biblical principle. See, those who have ears, we should be able to learn from any and everything. The world, I would have given the world for us to learn. And I had to sit back and I had to rethink how I think. And I was saying, well, the next time she says something, no matter how small it is, how insignificant I think it is, because, like the brother was saying, her feelings are real to her. I'm going to pay attention to that. Because a word or a thought that hits your mind, Abba can use it. Scripture says, hear all things, but hold fast to that which is true. And that was a biblical truth, right? And I just smile. As a, you know, he didn't know why I smiled, but I smiled because, hey, boy, you just taught me something. You know, but are we open to learn? Are we learning from everything that we go through? Are we learning from this world system? Are we learning Israel? So now I have to pay attention to when my wife talks, and maybe it will be, it may be small, but I have to understand they are her feelings. So I have to respect her feelings. And vice versa. She has to respect my feelings. Well, I want to read this scripture, another scripture. And this is in Matthew 6:25. My phone is being going dead on me. I'm down to 14%, but we're going to work it out. We are going to work it out. 6:27, excuse me. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And what the master is saying is, why are you worrying about your life in the sense of these troubles that come upon you? How can you add to your life by worrying? That's what he's saying. He asked the question, which one of y'all are able to add to your life by worrying? By having anxiety over a situation. None of us can. I can't. I don't have that power. One cubit to your life. I can't. I can't make myself grow another inch. I can't do that. I don't have that power. Can't make my feet get bigger. I can't. I don't have that power. My skeletal system has stopped a long time ago. So why should I worry about the smaller, insignificant things? Why not put my trust in Yah? That's why. Why not do that? We must do that. One more scripture. I'm going to give you a thought. What we started off with about these people that took gross darkness and why they're in gross darkness and why some may not even hear when you come speaking to them. Let me find it. Remember what it is. 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 4:3. But if our good news be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not. So you're talking to a brother and sister, and you're showing them word, and you're trying to bring it some revelation or some understanding to them, and they don't believe you, it's not your fault. They are blinded by the God of this world. And who is that? Hasatan. Messiah called him the prince of this world. How do we know that this world system is his? Because he offered it to the Messiah. He offered it to him. In Temptation of the Messiah, he said, if you bow down to me and see all these kingdoms of the world, I'll give them to you. So we're here talking about the world system is his. Not the world. We know the Father owns the world. It's his. But right now, there's a false landlord running around. And he's about to get evicted. Him and all his children. All of them about to get evicted. Straight up and straight. That notice has been put on the door. Eviction notice. So if you end up getting evicted with him, it's because you was one of his kids. You are running your life according to his world system and not according to the Torah. Pray that you got something out of this tonight. I pray that Abba spoke and broke some bands that was holding somebody down tonight. I'm going to end with a prayer. But if anybody want to line and y'all wanted to call in, I would took it. But sometimes I would say, I just need you to talk to people. No need to hear nobody else's voice. I just need you to talk to the people. I have joined you tonight. I have my faithful sister here, which I love, Spirit of Malcolm. Faithful. Abba Yah, I thank you for your spirit, Father. I thank you for your son that you sent down here, Father, to walk in flesh, Father, for me and for all the world. I thank you for your Torah, Father, for guiding, Father. I thank you for the elders that you have set up over me, Father, and not over just me, Father, but for the whole nation. Father, I pray for the unity of Israel, Father, that we come all under one banner, Father. One banner, which is the Torah. Not our banner, not his banner, but your banner, Father. For our government is governed by your Torah. And if you say that you're an Israelite, that's what should be done. That's what you have given up, Father. You have made a covenant with us and us alone, Father. You have not known no other nation, Father, but Israel. We know that you welcome open arms to all nations, but they still must come through the nation that you have given, Father, Israel. Father, send us out as warriors. Good, Father. With the gospel, Father, Tune in with your word, Father. For Father, we desire thy word. In our Yeshua's name, amen. Till next time, family. So long. Enjoy that. Man, wow.